KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a sunny sky. It's currently 34 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high around 60, winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Well, even with the pandemic, some Iowans camped out overnight Friday so they could be the first to enjoy that day's Black Friday deals. But the head of the U.S. Small Business Administration in Iowa hopes the buying fervor will extend into today, Small Business Saturday. Jane Armstrong, director of SBA's Iowa District Office, said local merchants have endured a very challenging year, and the holiday shopping season is the key to their success. She says that the last few months of the shopping could really make a huge difference in their bottom line, and we're really encouraging people to get out and support your local small business. Armstrong says, I can't emphasize enough how important it is, especially as we're waiting for this next round of stimulus. COVID-19 has forced many people to avoid shopping in person in stores, and Armstrong says you can equally show support for local businesses by seeking out their websites. A lot of people, she says, are shifting to online this year, and one of the smart things that a lot of our Iowa small businesses have done this year during the pandemic is to pivot to more of an online presence. One economic forecast predicts in-store sales will be down 3% this holiday season, while online sales will be up 30%. For those who physically shop in stores, Armstrong says to look for her and other small business backers will be fanned out in Iowa's downtowns and shopping districts. She says that we'll be out there with our signs saying, honk if you heart small business or love small business, and shop mom and pop, along with be loyal, buy local, those types of things. Armstrong says, we really try to lift up the spirits of the small business community because these owners have gone through a lot this year. While some small businesses were forced to close during 2020, Armstrong says, it's been a pleasant surprise to see so many new small business startups in Iowa succeed. She says 97% of the businesses in Iowa are small businesses. More than 2,100 students will be graduating from Iowa State University this weekend, and each of them will be given what's being called a graduation celebration box. Since the commencement ceremonies and convocations will be all virtual due to the pandemic, University Registrar Jennifer Sukan said the boxes are a tradition that started with ISU's spring graduation and will be repeated now in the fall.
Some of the items that we are going to have in the box, they include the souvenir cardinal and gold tassel, their diploma cover or diploma tube, as well as the commencement program. They're getting a six-month free membership to the Alumni Association, as well as an Iowa State lapel pin.
The boxes will also include an iState window sticker, a musical greeting card from ISU President Wendy Winterstein that plays Pomp and Circumstance, and other thoughtful treats.
We want to be able to bring a bit of the ceremony to the students and really give them those mementos that they typically would walk away with that, you know, are just such an iconic part of a commencement experience for these students.
Sukan said that students are being asked to stop by the registrar's office prior to graduation weekend to pick up their celebration box. Or if the student can't be in Ames in person, the boxes will be mailed to them. For those who come in person, Sukan says that students really appreciate the extra effort on behalf of the institution to make a personal connection.
They are just absolutely thrilled when they're able to pick up their honor cords in their box and, you know, get their commencement program. They quick flip it open and start looking for their name, and it's a nice opportunity for the team also just to be able to congratulate them on this sort of momentous event in their life.
And the ISU will be honoring the 2,171 graduates in two commencement videos that will be available for viewing later this morning and into this afternoon at the on the virtual graduation website, the link to which can be found in the same story on the news page at kjan.com. This year's Celebrate Iowa Gala will be held online December 11th. An organizer said they plan to showcase performances staged at some of Iowa's landmarks.
We thought it was really important to go ahead and host the gala this year because Iowans this year, more than ever, really need something to celebrate.
That's Iowa's Department of Cultural Affairs Director Chris Kramer. A band called the Holy Rocka Rollas will perform from the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, and this is their rockabilly sound. The Brazilian Twins, touring brothers who've made Des Moines their home base for a decade, will perform with their violin and ukulele on the American Gothic House in Eldon. And that's also, they have the Malvern Art Church will be the backdrop for the performance by guitarist Taylor Peake. There will be a video tour of the Haitian art collection at Waterloo's Center for the Arts. And Iowa native Tom Arnold will lead a tour of the Hollywood Heartland in the exhibit at the State Historical Museum.
So we're going to really take people on a fun and celebratory trip across the state with lots of live performances and live interviews. Just give them an evening to forget about everything that's going on, relax, and just enjoy learning more about the state.
The Donna Reed Center for the Performing Arts in Denison will be another stop on the video tour. Reed is the late actress, an Academy Award winner for her role in From Here to Eternity, who starred with Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life. Her daughter, Mary Ellen, will be featured in the opening hour of next month's gala. Mary Ellen Reed will be joined by a Broadway star who participated in one of the annual workshops for writers, directors, and performance. They used to be held in Denison. Kramer said the 2020 gala will give Iowans a virtual tour of the state's cultural scene.
People can relax in the comfort of their home, and being safe at home this year is so important.
The 9th annual Celebrate Iowa gala. The tickets go on sale to the State Historical Society. The program December 11th will start at 6 p.m. with some live performances from Denison. At 7 p.m. there will be what Kramer describes as a showcase of Iowa culture, and then at 8 o'clock on December 11th there will be more live entertainment. An all-access pass for the hours of the gala is $250. Tickets for the hour-long segments of the evening range from $25 to $100 each. Elsewhere in the news, the inaugural season for the Iowa Deer Exchange has attracted 350 Iowans who indicated they were interested in receiving venison, and 60 hunters are willing to provide it. The Deer Exchange, along with the Help Us Stop Hunger or Hush program, allows hunters the opportunity to provide high-quality lean protein to their neighbors while continuing to do what they enjoy, and that is hunting deer. Officials say they're pleased with the participation they've seen so far, and the large number of registered recipients shows there's an audience who wants venison. They're encouraging hunters who are making their plans now to consider picking up another doe tag and registering to donate venison. To sign up for the Iowa Deer Exchange, go to www.iowadnr.gov/deer and then scroll down to Iowa's Deer Exchange program link and fill out the required fields. The database creates a map and a table with information deer donors and deer recipients can use to get connected. There is no cost to participate, and it is illegal to sell wild fish and game in Iowa. Hunters who prefer to use the Hush program are encouraged to contact a participating locker before they harvest a deer to see if the locker has any additional drop-off instructions. A list of participating lockers is available at iowadnr.gov/deer also, and the scroll down to Help Us Stop Hunger link. The Hush program is a partnership between the Iowa DNR, the Food Bank of Iowa, and participating meat lockers. And hunters donated more than 4,100 deer hides to Elks lodges across Iowa last year, which was a slight decrease from the 2018-19 season. The Iowa DNR said the deer hides are used by the Veterans Leather Program to make professionally crafted leather gloves for veterans in wheelchairs, and also turned into leather for use for therapy programs for recovering veterans. The Veterans Leather Program relies on the charity of hunters to donate their deer hides. Hunters willing to donate their hides are encouraged to contact their local Elks Lodge. For drop-off locations, visit www.elks.org/lodges to find the nearest lodge to you. The therapeutic kits and gloves are distributed at no cost to veterans. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.